This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Well, the opening of Upstate's new cancer center will also bring with it a strong focus on pediatric cancer care, as well as treatments for children with blood disorders. Here with more on this is Sharon Bauer, a registered nurse and the nurse manager in the Pediatric Hematology Oncology Department at Upstate Golisano's Children's Hospital. Welcome, Sharon. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Linda.
So the new cancer center is poised to provide treatment for children with cancer and blood disorders. Tell us about it.
So I don't know what we're going to be called, but our center, William J. Wilder's Center for Children's Cancer and Blood Disorders, the clinic part, so where the children will come for day treatments and for checkups, will house 7 exam rooms, 4 what we're calling sick rooms or infusion rooms, and really the hallmark of this area is going to be our playroom infusion area. And that is, the whole building is elegant, and walking into the pediatric clinic will transform people into a park, we hope. As you walk in, there will be an elegant waiting room, so that will be comfortable for our parents, but also our survivors and our older adolescents that may not want to get into the interactions with gaming and TV shows, things like that.
So you've geared it, and basically, I want to get to the physical plant also, okay. But let me take a step back before we get into what it's going to look like and how that will enhance care. Currently, you are in the Golisano, your William J. Waters Center for Children's Cancer and Blood Disorders exists currently and has been ongoing in the Golisano Children's Hospital now.
Correct.
And you will be moving that entire center into the new cancer center.
The ambulatory piece of the center.
Ambulatory, not the inpatient.
Yeah.
And so first let me go back and ask you a couple questions about this. Okay. First of all, who was William J. Waters and why is it named after him?
William J. Waters was one of the first physician in the Syracuse area, I think before I was even born, who began treating children with cancer. And the center is a legacy that his family and also Dr. Bob Cady, who is a local orthopedic physician, Dr. Waters treated his sister. So the two families came together a few years ago, and
the center was dedicated.
Center for him.
So tell us about what the center does now. In other words, in its current location, it's obviously the outpatient section will be moved.
Correct.
But you are treating children, both inpatient and outpatient. How many children do you think you see in this region on an annual basis?
We have, in our ambulatory clinic, we have upwards over now of 5,000 visits a year. For pediatric cancer, we have approximately 50 newly diagnosed children with cancer. Each year, we are also the Central New York's regional hemophilia center. So, children who have bleeding disorders,
blood clotting disorders,
are referred to us. And then the region sickle cell disease center, and we just got accredited again from New York State for that. And that is newborn screening. If a baby turns up with positive for sickle cell disease or trait, they're referred to us and we take care of them the families.
So you do oncology, which is cancer, and hematology, which
Correct.
Is all these kind of blood disorders that children can get. Tell us very quickly, very briefly, the kinds of cancers that we're talking about. We just talked a little bit about the blood disorders.
Right.
What are the kinds of cancers that you see in children?
So really it's grouped into two groups. There's liquid cancers, so that would be blood cancers, leukemias, 2 different kinds of leukemia, and then the solid tumors. And solid tumors for pediatrics, it's different than the adults. The adults you worry about, we hear it all the time on the news, prostate, lung, breast cancer. Children don't typically get that. Bone cancer is common, brain tumors, tumors of the eyes, things like that, is more common in pediatrics than in the adults.
So both oncology, these kinds of cancers, and hematology, these blood disorders, will be under your care.
Exactly.
How do you see it making a difference moving to the new center? I want to talk about the physical plant, but how about in other ways?
I think the major part of moving to the Upstate Cancer Center really is going to be, it is the physical location, but we're going to continue to do business like we usually do, because I think that we do it well. But being housed within the Adult Cancer Center gives the patients and families resources that we wouldn't normally have. For example, there is a nutrition counselor that will be housed on the first floor, and we know people getting chemotherapy tend to change their eating habits. There'll be a financial counselor, and in this day and age with insurance companies, it is a nightmare even for the healthcare provider, let alone the family. So there'll be resources for them. And then just being able to network with, for the staff, with our counterparts in the adult world in radiation therapy. We're going to be two floors away. It just will make it more efficient for the patients and families.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with nurse manager Sharon Bauer. We're talking about how Upstate's new cancer center will enhance the care of children with cancer and blood disorders. Let's get back to this whole idea of what it's going to look like, because I know, first of all, Golisano is very appealing and has been very child-friendly.
Correct.
And I think done that very successfully. And I think the goal now is to make the pediatric part of the new cancer center have a similar feel in terms of making children feel more comfortable, more relaxed perhaps. Tell us, what will it look like? Tell us about that infusion room you were talking about.
The infusion room, currently all of our infusions are done in one great big room, where we currently are on the fourth floor. It's actually the old ICU. And so moving into the cancer center, we have an infusion room that will be separated by walls and windows, because the nurses will still need to observe during the treatment, different age groups. So the majority of children being treated with cancer are going to be school age. So that is the biggest area in the playroom. But then we have a separate area for infants and toddlers that has a very comfortable bench seating. It has mirrors on the walls for kids to interact with. But the bench seating is pretty unique, because it's lighted, and when the toddlers go to stand up, they will have different light patterns go off, so it will be interactive for them.
So it's been designed really for the interests and age-related interests.
Exactly.
Whether they're a toddler age, a school age, or even a teen.
Exactly.
And the way it's set up on the third floor, you're going to be overlooking this so-called healing garden.
Correct.
Can you help us visualize what is that going to look like?
So the whole theme of our infusion area is a park-like setting. So we will have the whole area is one wall of windows to let in the beautiful Syracuse sun. And right out the window on the second floor, we'll be able to overlook the healing garden, which will be unique foliage planted, especially for central New York. So maybe the child's playing and the parents are meditating a little bit, and they'll have a nice space to kind of regroup. And even the adolescents, they tend to want to be kind of mellow during treatment. They'll have MP3 players. We, of course, will have the latest gaming system, but there's also an area for if people just want to kind of lay back and be quiet and relax during their infusions.
And the infusions, just to clarify, are the times that they're getting chemotherapy. So it's basically intravenously delivered.
Correct.
Drugs.
Or blood transfusions.
Or a blood transfusion. So
Correct.
They have to be still and quiet for pretty long periods of time.
Anywhere from 30 minutes on up to some of the kids are here all day, 8 hours plus.
Wow.
Yes.
So it sounds like this environment hopefully will help them relax.
Correct.
And feel less threatened in
Correct.
General. Correct. You were talking about some of the other things that will be available to people. You mentioned financial counseling and nutritional services. How about things like community education? I mean, being in the cancer center itself, what will they benefit from with regard to that kind of thing, supportive services?
So on the first floor in the atrium area, again, we will have an area where different community cancer-related or blood disorder-related groups can come and share information. We have beautiful conference rooms. Like today, we actually have Camp Good Days and Make-A-Wish coming just to talk to us about updates, but we're cramming them into an exam room. There just isn't any space. So hopefully in the Cancer Center, they can come not only talk to the staff, but we'll have a space for them to come and present their support of the patients and families.
How about things like pediatric anesthesia, things like that, pre-procedure and recovery areas? Will those be enhanced as well, having Correct. This new space?
Correct. In the radiation therapy high-tech room down on the first floor, we'll be able to do our procedures that a lot of these kids need, spinal taps, bone marrow biopsies, and we're going to do it right there in the cancer center instead of dragging them over to the main hospital. There will be specialized physicians, anesthesiologists to put them to sleep, but the nurses will be trained in pediatrics also. And it's right there in the building, so it's only two floors down, so it's a quick down and quick up.
So it's a little bit, I hate to use this term in this regard, but kind of like one-stop shopping. I mean, you're basically exactly. in one location, and you don't need to be going hither and yon in a large campus.
And taking multiple elevators to get to where you need to go.
So you've been treating children with cancer for a long time. What are your hopes for the new cancer center? And from your own standpoint, what do you see as the improvements with the new cancer center?
So I really think that, I think that we do a good job in taking care of these kids and families, but I think the Cancer Center is going to bring a more environmentally sound, I'm sure Dr. Coleman and Dick Kilberg had mentioned that, environmentally sound space, but really a place for not only them to get the medical treatment and that type of healing, but to get connected to other patients and families. And also, frankly, a nice place for the staff, because this is taxing on the staff. So it's just a beautiful space.
Well, it sounds very hopeful, and the work you do is so important for both children with cancer and blood disorders. I applaud you for all of your efforts.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much for coming in. My guest has been nurse manager Sharon Bauer, and she is the nurse manager at Upstate's Golisano Children's Hospital for the Hematology Oncology Department. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.